On this dimension, do I recall my loved ones on one or many dimensions that I've already experienced? That's a good question, isn't it? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. On this dimension, do I recall my loved ones on one or many other dimensions that I've experienced? Well, we think we do. We think we do. We never forget anything. All exists in the universal consciousness, and we are that universal consciousness. So, if we have known people on other dimensions, we may know them, we may be aware of them. But on this dimension, how many times do you think of your mother and your father on your last dimension? How many times do you think of your mother and father on two previous dimensions, or on 100 previous dimensions, or on an infinite number of previous dimensions? You have to admit to yourself, not at all. Not at all. Now, you may think that you remember and that you think of people on other dimensions where you have lived and where you do now live, because all time is now. You may think that you're doing it, but you're not. Every dimension is a unique, special, divine expression, complete in itself. It has no relationship to the past, or the future, or the present. Each dimension is a now, and each dimension is fully experienced and fully enjoyed in the now. It has nothing to do with tomorrow. It has nothing to do with another time, another place, another way. It has only to do with the now. So, how do we act upon that? How do we live in the now dimension? How do we think about it? When children leave home, they forget about their parents. They forget about their families. They forget about their loved ones. Oh, you say, oh, no, no. I remember my brothers and sisters, my mom and dad. I remember. Yes, you remember. But you are not in the now experience with them. You are living in a past experience with them, in a mental experience of like a history, like a book. But you're not living in the now experience with them. The only experience that any of us can ever live is in the now experience. We may have, well, we do have, an infinite number of previous dimensions that we've lived on and live in and are living on now, because all time is now. And these previous dimensions may be something that bring a thought to our mind. But what happens when we have a thought in our mind of a previous dimension? Well, we are 100% saturated in that previous dimension, and we are not aware of what might be called the current dimension. For you can only have one dimensional awareness at a time. Even though you live in all dimensions at one time, even though all dimensions exist at one time, even though they're constantly going on in our attention, we only know one time at a time, and that is now. So, it is to our benefit to think in the now. People tell us we should learn from our past experiences. We should learn from our mistakes. We should learn from what has gone before. And that is entirely incorrect. We cannot learn from what has gone before, because if we were to put any attention on what has gone before, we would not be paying attention to what we're doing now. The great experiences, the light bulb didn't come from a previous light bulb, a previous experience of it, or as Edison once said, the many mistakes he made to find, finally, the light bulb that worked. No. Whatever is past, whatever didn't work, whatever is not functional, is not functional. It's just plain and simple, not functional. It is not something that we are using. It's not something we are being. It's not something that we are existing in. It is just not functional. And no matter how we think about it, no matter how we act about it, no matter how we look at it, it is just not functional. We can train ourselves to live in the here and now, to live in this instant, to live in this moment. And when we do, we are so brilliant, we are so much a genius in this present moment that we never dreamed it was possible. In the other moments, you might say, we're always comparing ourselves to others. We're comparing what is going on in the world to what has happened, to the past, to our dreams perhaps of the future. But when we live in the now, when we live this instant, this now moment, then we have found the most creative element, the most creative existence that we could ever have. We have found the most desirable, the most wonderful, the most fabulous expression of the allness. On this dimension, do I recall my loved ones? Well, why bother? Why bother? Now, you're off to college. You've left your home. And so, you call your home, and you say, Dad, I need some money. And Dad says, okay. Well, now, Dad's thinking in the now. He's not thinking in the past of what you did do or didn't do. He's only thinking in the now. And you say, hi, Mom, how you doing? And you're not really interested in how she's doing. You just want to know that she's happy. She's happy in the now. She's not doing or not doing anything. She is existing in the now. Your brothers and sisters, they too are existing in the now. All the people in your relative world are existing in the now. And you are living on another dimension. You're off to college. You're off in another environment. You're off in another ambience that is so totally different from your home life. And if you are truly dedicated and diligent, giving your life, giving your attention 100% to what you are doing in college, you will get good grades. You will achieve the accomplishments that you want to do. But if, while you're at college, you worry about what's going on at home, you worry about a job, you worry about taking care of other things, you worry about doing your laundry, you worry about your friends, you worry about the party that's going to come shortly, you worry about all these things, you are not in living in the now. You are off in some other dimensional being. Training yourself to live now is one of the most wonderful, positive, magnificent expressions that any person could ever give to themselves. It's not easy to do, because we have not trained ourselves to do that. It is not easy to do only because we haven't learned how to give 100% of our attention to any one thing at any one time. When we learn to give our attention 100% to any one thing at any one time, we'll find that we can accomplish things that are utterly amazing. We can accomplish goals that are utterly fantastic. You can't live in the past. You can have a memory of it. You can write a book on it. You can do all those things. But when you're living in the past, you're living it in the present. And so then, if you are living the past in the present, you are not living the present in the present, and you're not living the present in the allness that it is able to be for you and for your world. When I say, I am now, I am living now, I'm thinking now, I'm being now. Now is all that I am. And people say, well, how about going to this party? Well, I have no interest in that right now. Right now, I'm doing my homework. Right now, I'm doing my job. Right now, I'm taking care of my children. Right now, I'm being a father, a mother. I'm being a son or a daughter. I'm being a person. I'm being who I am. And I am being the finest son in the entire universe, the finest daughter that ever lived, the finest mother that ever walked the face of the earth, the finest father that ever is or was or ever will be. Yes, to live in the now and to train ourselves to live in the now is really quite a beautiful, wonderful, fantastic experience. But it takes attention. We cannot worry about what other dimensions are. They take care of themselves. We cannot even worry about what this dimension is. It too takes care of itself. We don't worry about anything. All we do is live now and enjoy each moment now. And as we do that, we are fulfilled now and we are happy now. All anxiety ceases, all worry ceases, all feeling of not working out harmoniously ceases to be, and all is in divine order. That's what now is. Now is divine order. And so I claim now as my reality. And as I claim now as my reality, it is my reality now and forevermore. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.